Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. We got a lot going on here. We've got a little remote broadcast going on at an event that Marty Whittakin and her company put together, the second annual Health Fest. I told you about it last week. Those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I recommend that you ease on out here. It's just getting revved up. It's at the Plano Center on Spring Creek Parkway, just east of U.S. 75, take exit 31, I believe it is. And it doesn't cost very much get in. It's $5 for all the things that are going on here, and I'll tell you all about that. Logan is continuing to be my announcer, as you have just heard, and she has a new gig now. She's just recently gone to work for the Promise House in Dallas, working with kids and families, and she's really fired up about it, and having to be on a regular schedule. So congratulations to her on that deal. Let me tell you about a new contest that we've got going on too. We've got a contest to identify the DNA of another dog, our latest dog, Big Carmen. Carmen is our latest member of the family. She's a big girl. She's you'll see in the photographs on dirtdoctor.com. She's mostly black, 107 pounds, about 7 years old. She came back in from a family that couldn't take care of her or something. But anyway, Judy and Logan picked her up. We did the test. I told you about it last week. That we're doing the DNA test again. We've done it. I've got the results back. We're not going to have a long, drawn-out contest on this one. It's going to be just this weekend, and you can call in and guess what her mix is, and it is a mix. Well, I gave away part of it. I guess some of the guesses could have been that it's just one breed, but it is a mix. So if you want to guess what her breed is, look at the pictures on the bottom of dirtdoctor.com, and we'll have some kind of prize for you depending on where you are. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it might even be a visit and a consultation from me. If you're out of town, it may be some other little thing that will be worth getting, I think. She's a lover. She's a sweet, to give you that hint. She's a real sweet dog. She gets along with the little Tater, our other SPCA adoptee. They get along, fight, and play all day long. And it's Mutt and Jeff. The size difference is so gigantic. She doesn't get along that well with Hannah. Hannah and Carmen just kind of tolerate each other. They pass and kind of look over at each other. They've gotten into one pretty good little fight. But they get along okay in general. For two, let's say, mature ladies being thrown together. Let me tell you a little bit about the event here, and then we've got wide open lines if you want to call and talk about the latest newsletter. We've had some conversation about that. The Stink Bug newsletter that we did, we're sending one out early this next week that's going to be about fire ants and some of the bad advice that's out there from people trying to claim that they're giving out organic advice. So if you want our newsletter and don't get it, that's easy. You can sign up by sending us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com or just fill out the little form that's on the homepage of the website there. But this second annual Health Fest is pretty cool. Last year it was great. I thought they'd been doing it for a long time. It was such a well-attended and such a great energy event, but it was the first one last year, and it was in a hotel lobby jam-packed with a lot of people. This year it's at the Plano Center, which is a much, much larger place. What's going on right now is Marianne Block, Natural Therapies for Symptoms of Ear Infections, is what she's talking about. And then coming up at 11 o'clock will be our friend Doug Kaufman. You may have heard Doug on my show in the past. I've been on his TV show. He's into nutrition and all kinds of things. He's talking today about rethinking depression, multiple sclerosis, and other brain and nervous system disorders. And he always puts on a great presentation. At 12:30, Fred Pescatore, who's an MD, will be talking about gut health and a new approach to weight loss. I was telling people in the first hour that Judy has sensed that she's really getting some weight loss help from one thing that she's changed, and that is taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics that I'm taking as well. I may have seen a little bit of help in that regard myself. I'm not very careful about how much I eat and all that kind of thing, and I think I will be more so and see if this pans out. We've also got a friend that's going to be trying the probiotics and has had some issues losing weight, even exercising every day and doing all the right things. So if all that continues to pan out, it's a pretty big story. I think it will, because it's one of the stories that they tell about the product. And if you're not familiar with that, ads run on our show, but it's the product is also available in the Green Living Store, the physical store that's over in the Design District in Dallas off Oak Lawn and Dragon Street. But it's also available mail order from the Green Living Shop online, which is tied into DirtDoctor.com. And there's all kinds of exhibits here, all kinds of products and services. If you come, you'll be able to get some free screening and free testing in several different ways. They're doing a blood screening for prostate cancer. They're doing, right across from me, some work related to your spine. There's all kinds of MDs and technicians offering up all sorts of things here. And you can also see and buy the products that all these people talk about and that we talk about too. Garrett Juice, Thrive, BioWash, Orange Oil, and all that kind of thing is here as well. Plus, I'll be around answering questions for you. And, oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm speaking at 2 o'clock. I'm speaking in the large room at 2 o'clock about growing healthy herbs, vegetables, and fruit with natural organic techniques. And we're going to be talking about some of the plants that are a little out of the ordinary that I recommend you plant and how to plant them with techniques that are maybe new to you, this bare rooting technique for most of the stuff. And we'll be talking about the techniques and the products that we're recommending for management of the fruit and vegetable crops and answer any questions that you might have. That's going to be 2 o'clock today in the Plano Center. Let's see what else I needed to tell you about. We've got our garden just about finished. Unique Lighting did the kind of the last step of getting all the lighting in place, and it really looks good. We need to do a little bit of tweaking just so I can stick my nose in and offer up a few things. Overall, it really looks great. Judy had a party there yesterday. It was a book club she's involved in, one of the two book clubs, and that group got to see the finished product for the first time. But the lighting that Unique did for me, first of all, they did what I suggested and what I asked. That is something I've had a problem with in the past with other lighting enterprises. And it's all LED. It's kind of a neat deal to use these LED lights, which are energy saving, last a long time, and they're adjustable. You can adjust every single light. So we'll be talking about that more and showing you more of that as we go, and talking more about this bare rooting thing. I think the bare rooting of plants, just one more comment on that, is that certain plants are foolproof. You just, roses, I think, are in that category. Bare rooting roses, just, they don't seem to have any problem any time of the year. But certain plants, like the wood fern, like the oak leaf hydrangea, and like some trees and shrubs and things that have just put out brand new young foliage, and it's hot, the weather's changing, they're growing, I think that you got some issues about timing there. In the winter, in the fall, in the heat of summer, I don't think you got any problem with hardly any plants going the bare-rooted route. And you not only get good establishment and lose fewer plants, but they get growing faster. We've got proof of that at the office where we planted an Eve's necklace for one. We did some other plants as well, but we planted two Eve's necklaces. And the one that was planted the conventional route of taking it out of the container and basically roughing up the edge a little bit, planting it, compared to the total bare-rooted plant, which was planted a year later, the one that was planted bare-rooted is growing much, much faster, is a fuller plant, and it just shows off that it's a better way for you to go. Well, if you want our newsletter, send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. That's all you have to do. If you want to see the past newsletters, including the current one, it just go to the website, and they're right there in the archives. I'm Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478. I'll be back after this.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
What? You can't understand me? Once again? Well, I'm going to tell you again. Give them a call. It's Affordable Hearing, the hearing aid company that I recommend. They do a great job. They'll even give you one of the hearing systems to take home and try for a while, and there's no obligation at all. And I recommend you do it if you've been having any trouble with your hearing or if you've had hearing aids in the past and it didn't work out very well. Their hearing helpline number is 800-521-1592. They're available 7 days a week to answer your questions. You hear a lot of other advertisements about hearing aid companies, but this is the one the Dirt Doctor recommends. It's Affordable Hearing. The number again, 800-521-1592. They'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that helps your schedule.
Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. And by the way, it's the same number you use on Sunday. On Sunday, we are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're on 8 until 11. You can check with the listings on dirtdoctor.com for when you're on. Those of you who called us about the online radio working or not working, it wasn't working. It was kind of off and on, and now it hopefully is back up and running. And if that's not the case, let us know. I think it's all okay. Right now it's Joanne in Louisville next up. Hello, Joanne.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call.
I
had called maybe a month ago and asked about corn gluten, and I never got it out. Is it still a good time to put it out? I do have 20 pounds of it ready to go.
Well, it's okay to put it out as a fertilizer, Joanne. I don't think you'll get any herbicidal benefit out of it at all at this point. It's just too late.
Okay.
So it's go ahead.
That's fine. I'll just go ahead and put it out for the fertilizing. I did want to mulch my bed, and I know you had talked about mulching before. Can you tell me one of the better mulches to put out? And I don't necessarily want the ornamental look. I just want something good for the plant.
Well, yeah, I think that mulch always should not be the feature, and I think some people really make a mistake going with some of that red dyed stuff.
Right, right.
Black dyed stuff. I think those both are just horrible. They're selling well, unfortunately. I can't imagine anybody liking the way that looks, but it's not a good mulch anyway. It's ground up wood, and it's just a lot of carbon and a lot of dye that's put in to make the product. My favorite mulch is ground up shredded native tree trimmings. The very best would be if you had your own trimmings from your own property ground up and recycled right back into the ground. But more and more companies are selling a native shredded mulch. You can get native shredded cedar or just a mixture of trees. Either one's fine. Also, there's a mulch that comes from East Texas. It's called shredded hardwood bark, and it's a good one too. So those are the ones that are in the best category, in the worst category, the dyed ones that we talked about, and also pine bark and cypress. Somebody came by here at the show and asked me about cypress just a little bit ago. I don't like cypress because of the environmental issues about the way it's harvested and shipped all over the place. And it doesn't break down. We want a mulch that breaks down and becomes compost, becomes humus, and feeds the soil, just like what happens in the forest and on the prairie. And cypress just lasts a long time. Some people like that, but it's not a benefit. Plus the fact it fuses together real badly and doesn't tend to breathe very well. Oxygen and carbon dioxide, you know, getting in and out. So go with something besides cypress and pine bark. Won't stay in place. It washes and it blows. And when it does stay in place, it forms some pretty nasty natural chemicals as it breaks down. So go with the shredded native material.
Okay, great. And I wanted to cover a bare spot with some ryegrass. It's the only thing I could think of other than buying the pieces of turf. Would I be able to break up my clay and put that out? Do you recommend putting anything else with the seed, or, you know, what would you recommend?
Well, if you're going to plant ryegrass or fescue or any of the cool season grasses like that, you're going to have to wait till about the middle of September. If you put them out now, you probably will get some germination. They'll probably start to grow. And then about the time it hits 90 degrees, the new grass seedlings will just fry.
Mm.
So that's not a workable deal. You're going to have to buy seed of Bermuda or buffalo grass if you're going to go the seed route, and those two grasses need to be planted in full sun. If you have a shady situation, you'll have to go with solid sod St. Augustine grass or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I've got an area that has some sun. It doesn't have sun all day. It has some shade, so it sounds like it's going to be pieces of turf or sod.
Yeah, the centipede grass or St. Augustine grass would be your two best bets. Zoysia grass, a lot of people like, and it'll take a little bit more shade than buffalo and Bermuda. But if you're going to do, if you're going to have any shade at all, the buffalo grass and Bermuda grass, which would be the cheap ways to go, you know, where you could plant seed, they just are going to have a hard time in the shade.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate the call.
All right, bye.
And Libretta in Grand Prairie next up. Hey, Libretta.
Hi. I've got not a problem, but a question. I've got a friend between Granbury and Glen Rose who's, probably 300 feet from the river, mm-hmm. and he's got cutter ants. And I thought that was strictly a southern hemisphere environment.
No, they'll go anywhere there's sandy soil. I hate hearing that they're up here this far north, but I'm getting more and more reports of that, Libretta. They can be controlled with sulfur. Wettable sulfur is the thing that Bob Webster and all the people down in the southern part of the state use with probably more success than anything. The eco-exempt products will also work. Let me talk, just listen on the radio, and I'll talk more about it when I come back right after this.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Dromgoole. I'm glad to have this opportunity to talk to you about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced gardener, you'll find it's easy to garden organically with my products. After 35 years of organic gardening, I custom designed the Ladybug line to help Texas gardeners achieve great, consistent results. My John's Recipe liquid fertilizer includes a hydrolyzed fish emulsion, seaweed, Medina soil activator, humic acid, and molasses. I'm proud to say this is truly a fantastic fertilizer for your organic garden. You'll love the results, and 1 gallon makes 128 gallons of ready-to-use. Our all-purpose organic fertilizer, the Ladybug 824, covers more area than any other and has more nitrogen, too. Want more flowers for your roses, perennials, fruit trees, and vegetables? Use Ladybug Flower Power. Ladybug Natural Brand products are only available at your independent garden centers all over Texas. For a store near you, go to ladybugbrand.com.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid non-stick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although non-stick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bamboo cutting boards, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient lighting, and natural pet products. The place you'll find all the products you need for your organic lifestyle is at the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com. So log on to TheDirtDoctor.com and visit the Green Living Store today.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We were talking about Texas leaf cutting ants, and I'll cover it a little bit more here because it is a pest that's spreading, unfortunately, geographically, and it is one of the tougher things to control. We don't have an absolute foolproof way to control them, but we've got some ideas that work pretty well. Like I said, Bob Webster and Malcolm and the people down in San Antonio and south down in that area have more of an issue with them than we do up here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And they're across the south, and especially in sandy soils. Those soils tend to be pretty alkaline soils too. And one of the research projects that we've got going on in a couple of places is to use fireplace ashes to foul up the low pH and the sandy situation that they tend to like a whole lot. Fireplace ashes are concentrated salts, you know, that have a very high pH. And we've got a couple of different people that had some fireplace ashes, one growing operation in Austin, and a couple other listeners have called. And I'm waiting for feedback about whether we had any luck with that or not. Mixing fireplace ashes and water and drenching them into these great big, huge, cavernous fire ant mounds, they are very, very large. And whenever you flood one of these fire ant mounds, not fire ant, but leafcutter ant mounds, you've got to use a lot of liquid just to fill the thing up. One of the ranchers down in South Texas we were visiting with about, oh gosh, it was probably 8 or 9 years ago, he would build dams around the complex, the cutter ant complex, and these things can be as large as a quarter of an acre in some cases. Most of the time they're smaller than that, but they can be extremely large. But he would build a dam 3 feet high all the way around the area where the surfacing was taking place, and then he would flood it. And he said that it killed him. It killed him by simply drowning him. We had other people we recommended the same thing to, using the flooding, but putting something like orange oil or eco-exempt or the mound drench that we use for fire ants or something like that into the drenching, and that can work too, but obviously that's a lot of work. But sometimes you have to do that because they can be very devastating. Other people have had fairly good luck by broadcasting fine textured cedar shavings. You can get a real fine textured cedar from a couple of different companies and broadcast it, and in other words, cover up the sandy soil so they can't have their little bare paths. If you've noticed, if you've ever seen the Texas leafcutter ants working, they cut leaves of plants. They'll totally strip trees and shrubs and all kinds of things, and take those pieces of green tissue back to their mounds in a little parade. They follow each other, and they stay right in order, and they wear these little bare areas out, and they like bare soil to start with. So if you foul that up for them, they don't like it. Possibly they would go somewhere else. I think lava sand might be a real good possibility. Broadcasting lava sand real heavily on the surface of the area where they're working, they may not like walking through lava sand one little bit. And that could be a fairly cost-effective way to go compared to some of these other things that we're talking about. So look it up. There's a little bit more information in our book, the Texas Bug Book, and also on DirtDoctor.com. Go in the library, and you can look up the insect under Texas leafcutter ant. We got an open line for you if you want to jump on here at 1-866-444-3478. We're having fun with a lot of the experimental trees that are coming out at the office. The trees that were planted bare-rooted while they were still dormant during the winter, we've had 100% success with those. Like I was telling you, the only one that we've ever had any difficulty with at all was a tree that had already leafed out with young, tender foliage. The reason that you can get away with doing it in the summer as well as in the winter is that a lot of trees go into sort of a second dormancy in the summer. Some evergreens especially do. In fact, I learned a long time ago from one of the veteran tree care or tree planting guys that magnolia does that. Magnolia very definitely goes into a second dormancy period right in the heat of the summer, and you can move them, and a lot of other evergreens as well fit in the same category. You can move them during that period of time with as much success as moving them in the dead of winter. The fellow that taught us the bare rooting techniques up in Cincinnati, he's moving trees year-round, and I need to talk to him. I need to talk to him about this one issue of the delicacy of the plants when they first leaf out in the spring, and see if he's seen that with the trees that he's worked on. But we'll continue to do it, like I said, with the ground cover, the Ophiopogon, and we planted thousands of plants. And the guys were pretty cavalier. They were just jerking them out of the pots, knocking all the soil off of them, and tossing them over into a container that had a little bit of Garrett juice and a little bit of Thrive. And it is, it's really a good way to go. The thing that I'm excited about long-term about this bare rooting situation is that if the growers get into it, and there are a couple that are doing it right now, they're planting with the plan of selling bare-rooted trees, you don't have to sell the soil, the earth ball, along with the tree. And so the plant's a lot lighter. The transportation costs will be less. You never have to stake because the soil covers the roots very well. You know, you get really good root-soil contact. The top can move with the wind a little bit, which we like. We want that because that's what helps develop the trunk strength and trunk caliper. And never have to thin any of the top out, never have to stake the plants at all. That's a big benefit for everybody. Fell up in Cincinnati, some of you probably heard him on the show, and you can go back and listen to the podcast. His name is Mark Hageman. And he moves trees up to 30-inch caliper trees. In other words, big, full, mature trees. It was the original way trees were moved, is bare-rooted. I was talking to somebody the other day who was doing an interview with me on a book that he's writing about landscape architecture. And we were talking about the fact that we're recommending this bare-rooted technique. And he said that in the north, he's from the Minneapolis area, he said that there's a lot of bare rooting that's done just as a regular way of planting up there, primarily in the cool part of the year when the ground's not frozen. He was saying that most or a very large percentage of the trees are done bare rooted. So it's nothing new. It's just kind of new to us down here in the south. Everybody's gone into this bald and burlapped and container planting. The container plants are the biggest problem. They're the ones where we have these circling and girdling roots so bad in the container, and we're running into problems on down the line. A lot of times the plants will live and start to establish, but if those roots are twisted around and around in the container, they can cause a girdling and actually cause the tree to snap off in the wind after the tree's been around for 10 or 15 years in certain cases, and we're starting to see that out there. And that's one of the main things you can prevent if you bare root the plant and see whether the circling and girdling roots are there, and either prune them away or, after soaking in water for a long time and hydrating the roots, stretch them out, radiating out from the trunk so they grow out properly from the trunk. Well, I hope you can come by today if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Again, we're at the second annual Health Fest, and the lectures are already underway. They'll be going on all day long. Doug Kaufman's coming up at 11. Dr. Fred Pescatore is talking at 12:30. My talk on fruits and vegetables and herbs will be at 2 p.m. And there are other lectures going on as well. Park Bishop is talking. Well, he talked at 10:15, so he may be just about through. At 11:45, Jay Schulenberg and Jay Walker, both MDs, are going to talk about laser detox. Alan Shepard is talking about breaking free from your headaches. Dr. Richard Collier and Vonette Thorner are talking about color therapy at 2:45. So all kinds of good stuff going on. Plus, you can talk to yours truly, the Dirt Doctor, and also Marty will be hanging around here, and she's the one that threw this show. Marty Whittakin does a radio show on The Word, sister station to the network that we're on, and she's going to be here talking and meeting with people and being the MC for all of the talks. So hope you can come by and check it all out. There's a lot of places, a lot of booths here where you can get screenings of various kinds of things too. And I'm going to take advantage of some of these myself. Blood tests and various things. The booth right across from us is looking at spinal issues. I saw Dr. Alan Sprinkle roaming around here somewhere, and he's going to be here talking with people about dental issues and all kinds of other health issues covered here. Telephone number, if you want to talk about gardening or green living in any way, is 866-444-3478. One of the things that Tropical John and I were talking about yesterday, he's often with me on the Sunday show, setting up retail stores all around the North Texas area and other places where the people carry all of the staple products that we talk about. And we're going to start coming up with a list of those for you, because we're starting to get a lot of calls from people who are going into retail stores and they're not having all the staples, the Garrett Juice and Thrive and BioWash and dry molasses and things that we talk about, and then trying to talk people into going with alternative kind of things. Well, we're not interested in that. We're interested in people covering the kind of products that are the state of the art of our research in the stores, and we're going to start highlighting those stores, which ones do have the products and which ones do not have the products. And also, we've got the contest going. If you didn't hear me talking about it at the beginning of the show, we're going to be identifying Carmen, our latest SPCA dog that we have. We now have three, yes, and they vary in size. I don't know what Tater, the little guy, weighs now. He probably weighs about 15 pounds, maybe a little more. And the new dog, Carmen, weighs about 107 pounds right in there. And we've had the test done. We know what her DNA makeup is. And if you want to make a guess, whoever comes closest first will
it's
win.
Munster Natural. It's the product line that I've been involved with since the creation of the product line. And there's very special things about the products. No toxic chemical preservatives at all. Some very unusual ingredients. Some things that you will not find in other products. And there's new formulations available that have some more great ingredients that you are really going to love. Beautiful coats, energy, health. That's what it's all about with Munster Natural. Hannah, Tater, and Carbon, like all of the different formulations. They've been eating the chicken and rice formula more than anything recently, but the new formulations have no corn, no wheat, and no soy. For a lot of people that have been asking about that, the green bag for normally active dogs, that one's still around because a lot of people have used it and had great success, including me. It's Munster Natural dog food and Munster Natural cat food as well.
Texas Olive Ranch is producing some of the highest quality olive oil available today. A recent study found that Texas Olive Ranch 100% pure extra virgin olive oil is superior in quality to California and imported Italian olive oils. Flavorful, aromatic, and the right kind of oil for healthy, balanced meals. Buy Texas Olive Ranch products at Central Market, Whole Food, or online at TexasOliveRanch.com. You also can schedule a visit to the ranch in South Texas and even buy trees to grow your own olives. That's TexasOliveRanch.com.
Howard Garrett for Thrive by Alpha Biosystems may be one of the most important products in the landscape and vegetable gardening industry. You'll find that these products enhance the soil life and stimulate root growth and top of plant growth better than any product you've ever seen. And that includes increasing the flower and fruit and vegetable production. Use Thrive on herb gardens, vegetable gardens, potted plants, lawns, and landscaping. Website is usethrive.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
For tough yard work, rely on the brand trusted by homeowners and professionals alike, Steel. When you're looking for a quality chainsaw, you can't go wrong with the number one selling brand of chainsaws in the world. Steel is legendary for designing powerful and hardworking chainsaws. With many sizes to choose from, we have one that will fit your needs. Visit your local Steel dealer today to check out our full selection. Prices start at just $179.99. For fall cleanup jobs, check out the full line of lightweight and dependable Steel handheld blowers. Ideal for cleaning the yard, deck, driveway, and sidewalk. Steel blowers can make quick work of leaves and other debris. Prices start at an affordable $149.99. Check out the wide selection of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. Affordable Steel outdoor power equipment is only available at your servicing Steel dealer. Visit your local dealer today or find one at steeldealers.com. That's STIHLdealers.com. All prices are CDC VME SRP, available at participating dealers.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It's spring and the rabbits are back dining on your plants, flowers, and vegetables. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to protect their gardens. It's Rabbit Scram, America's finest rabbit repellent. Rabbit Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Rabbit Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Rabbit Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers or visit rabbitscram.com. Rabbit Scram, the name says it all.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Joanne is with us in Haltom City, I believe. Hello, Joanne.
Okay, Howard. I want to know if there is anyone in the area that might have raspberry bushes that have been acclimated to bear fruit.
I think there probably is. You may have to call around a little bit because what goes on there, Joanne, is that Joan, the university people have kind of poo-pooed growing raspberries, the people that ought to know better. Raspberries actually grow very well here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Oh, okay.
And if you call around, you probably will find some. You might find some in some strange places, really. The people that follow the recommendations of A&M and all may not have any because they've been told so many times that raspberries don't grow well here, but they actually do quite well, especially under the organic program. And, yeah, I recommend you give them a shot. They just take normal bed preparation. They're almost as easy to grow as blackberries, and blackberries are one of the easiest things in the world to grow. So,
right. Okay. But would you know where I could get some zeolite for the bed preparations? I've got the dried molasses and the lava sand.
Okay. Well, that's one of those same kind of things I was just talking about. That's one of the staples that I recommend, and Tropical John's running around trying to get the various retailers set up to have them. I know that it will be in the Green Living store.
Okay.
That wouldn't be too far from you. It's in the Design District near downtown Dallas. they would have it in stock. But if you look at our website and go to the business listings and pull up the various cities around the Dallas-Fort Worth area and just call the ones that have the enhanced listings, they tend to be the ones that have the best mixture of organic products in the stores. Unfortunately, some of the ones that you've heard from the most in the past don't have some of these, the most current recommendations we have. So to save driving all over the place and being disappointed, just give them all a call first and you'll be able to find them. But if you want it for sure, the Green Living store will have it.
Okay. My ground is quite sandy. Do I still need to get the green sand and the horticultural cornmeal?
Cornmeal for sure. That's okay. Just a good disease fighter. And the cornmeal, the green sand, I would put in at least one application. You probably don't need to ever do it again, but I'd do it once in the beginning because it's such, it's so rich in trace minerals and all kinds of good things that you need in sandy or clay soils.
Okay, and that's a little bit better than the lava sand for that then, right?
Lava sand is surprisingly pretty lacking in available trace minerals and stuff. It's
uh-huh.
solid rock. You get more of a physical benefit from it. You get the paramagnetism, this energy business, and you also get the water holding capacity. It also has, because of the porous nature, it has all kinds of exchange sites, and it helps to hold things and make them available to the plant pretty well. Lava sand and zeolite do it in a different way. I like to use them both. If I could choose only one, I'd probably go with the zeolite.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much.
I appreciate the call. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
And if you're new to all this, you can see my bed preparation recommendations. They're on that basic organic program. We've got the handout here if you're coming to the event, this Health Fest. Again, if you're in the Dallas area, is at the Plano Center in Plano. It's Spring Creek. Take the Spring Creek exit, which is 31, and you go east to you're almost to Collin County Community College. And we'll be here roaming around all day, and we would like to see you. And if you want to see some of these products, they're right here. Who's on the line there, Kevin? Jan and Denton next up. Oh, Jim, I'm sorry. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
It's going well. What's up?
Well, it's organic. We got grapes here. I have 9 varieties. They look like they're all going to have grapes this year. Now, I would like to manage, or how can I manage the vine control as they bloom here in the next month and then tell us through the next 2 months?
You know? I'm sorry. What I got overridden by a loudspeaker there. What was your question again?
What it is as all my grapes are all going to bear this year, how can I manage the vine, you know, how can I trim the vines back so that the grapes get the adequate sunlight and also so I can control them myself and I don't want them to get too out.
Okay. Well, you're a little late because they've already leafed out now, haven't they?
Sure. They've got, well, I don't want to cut off anything that would have produced. I mean,
yeah.
Through the year, you know what I'm saying?
Well, the best time to prune next year is just before they start to swell their buds. We cut ours back probably by 85% and trained them on the side of the little experimental garden. You can still do it. Just trim back as much as you can and try to open them up and give them some space. Give it, you know, let them have some air space throughout the grape, not be so quite so thick. And that way you'll get the biggest clusters and probably the biggest grapes. Keep fertilizing with the Garrett juice and Thrive and the stuff that stimulates that biological activity in the soil, and that'll help more than anything you can do.
I bought 6 gallons of Garrett juice and used this year between mine and my mom's property.
Real good.
All right. Well
you'll have good luck. Just hang in there. You're doing it the right way. Next year, just trim them a little bit earlier. Enjoyed being with everybody. If you're in Plano, come by and see us at the Plano Center, and we'll chat about organic fruit, vegetable, and herb growing here. My talk again will be at 2 o'clock talking about just that. See you later.